Now, when you hear talk floating over the Atlantic of alternative facts and fake news, does your mind by any chance turn to Orwell, to newspeak, to doublethink? Well, if book sales of 1984 are anything to go by, some people's minds clearly do. They've soared in the Trump era. So could fear and anger about what is happening stateside not just get us to buy old books, but stimulate some new great writing as well? We're joined by Jess Harrison, the Penguin's Classics editor, and also by Stig Abel, editor and publisher of the Times Literary Supplement, who presents on LBC. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Jess, first of all, just how big a boost to Orwell has this been?
Well, it's been huge. Our sales are up by 95% year on year compared with January last year. And the book actually went up to number 3 on Amazon across all books a few days ago.
And do you think those people who are buying it are thinking, I need to understand it and the great man will help me do it?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think people trust Orwell to tell them, to help them make sense of things. And I think in particular, Orwell's kind of emphasis on language and how political language can be abused and misused. I think that's a really striking chord with people.
Stig Abel, do you recommend them to turn to Orwell? Is it going to make them feel better or merely increase their gloom, if they are gloomy?
I think, you know, if we have a president that is so ripped free from context and everything he does and sort of unmoored in some senses from reality and unmoored in other senses from protocol and from order, and people feel a little bit disconcerted. And this notion that someone writing 50 years ago, 60 years ago, somehow foresaw this, you know, 2 + 2 = 5 could be how Donald Trump counts the inauguration crowd. It directly speaks to it. Now, whether it's reassuring, it's probably reassuring to know that you can put a frame of reference around Trump's actions. Because if you look at what everyone in the world is trying to do, it is effectively that. How do you understand how Donald Trump is working? And looking back to a time when someone could at least foresee, even in satirical terms, something similar is probably reassuring.
And what some may not know, people perhaps, Jessica, who've read 1984 and Animal Farm and not other Orwell works, is how powerful he was about the importance of words, the importance of language in political debate. Needs saying again and again.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really one of his key themes, language and how people use language.
Now, it's not just Orwell, is it, that is selling books? You're also selling other books that sort of go into that theme.
Yeah, so we're seeing really good sales for The Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick, another dystopian novel, and also for a new book that we've just published, which is really interesting, called It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis.
Segment 1.
Now, when you hear talk floating over the Atlantic of alternative facts and fake news, does your mind by any chance turn to Orwell, to newspeak, to doublethink? Well, if book sales of 1984 are anything to go by, some people's minds clearly do. They've soared in the Trump era. So could fear and anger about what is happening stateside not just get us to buy old books, but stimulate some new great writing as well? We're joined by Jess Harrison, the Penguin's Classics editor, and also by Stig Abel, editor and publisher of the Times Literary Supplement, who presents on LBC. Good morning to you both.
Morning.
Jess, first of all, just how big a boost to Orwell has this been?
Segment 2.
Well, it's been huge. Our sales are up by 95% year on year compared with January last year. And the book actually went up to number 3 on Amazon across all books a few days ago.
And do you think those people who are buying it are thinking, I need to understand it and the great man will help me do it?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think people trust Orwell to tell them, to help them make sense of things. And I think in particular, Orwell's kind of emphasis on language and how political language can be abused and misused. I think that's a really striking chord with people.
Stig Abel, do you recommend them to turn to Orwell? Is it going to make them feel better or merely increase their gloom, if they are gloomy?
Segment 3.
I think, you know, if we have a president that is so ripped free from context and everything he does and sort of unmoored in some senses from reality and unmoored in other senses from protocol and from order, and people feel a little bit disconcerted. And this notion that someone writing 50 years ago, 60 years ago, somehow foresaw this, you know, 2 + 2 = 5 could be how Donald Trump counts the inauguration crowd. It directly speaks to it. Now, whether it's reassuring, it's probably reassuring to know that you can put a frame of reference around Trump's actions. Because if you look at what everyone in the world is trying to do, it is effectively that. How do you understand how Donald Trump is working? And looking back to a time when someone could at least foresee, even in satirical terms, something similar is probably reassuring.
Segment 4.
And what some may not know, people perhaps, Jessica, who've read 1984 and Animal Farm and not other Orwell works, is how powerful he was about the importance of words, the importance of language in political debate. Needs saying again and again.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's really one of his key themes, language and how people use language.
Now, it's not just Orwell, is it, that is selling books? You're also selling other books that sort of go into that theme.
Yeah, so we're seeing really good sales for The Man in the High Castle by Philip K. Dick, another dystopian novel, and also for a new book that we've just published, which is really interesting, called It Can't Happen Here by Sinclair Lewis.